Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The DH, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dan Herron. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Nick Punto. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt LaCroix. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Lou Ford. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Michael Cuttier. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Mays. And now, play ball. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Cuttier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coetzee hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coetzee moves to third. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Punto moves to second. Matt LaCroix batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. LaCroix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payton strikes out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jacques Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier strikes out. Two outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bartlett hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis strikes out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mauer strikes out. One out. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 0 for 1 in the game. LaCroix strikes out. Two outs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peyton. Ford reaches second base with a double. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartlett hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Ellis moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coetzee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coetzee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Kendall moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Punto is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Payton is 0 for 2 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 0 for 2 in the game. LaCroix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatteberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher is hit by the pitch. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis bunts towards the mound. Gurrier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swisher moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a line drive towards third. Cuttier catches it and throws to second to double up Swisher. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Ford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cuttier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuttier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bartlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartlett strikes out. Two outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. J.C. Romero now pitching. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kotze is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kotze hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Crosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Kotze moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Chavez is 0-for-3 in the game. Chavez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kotze scores. Crosby moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Crosby scores. Chavez moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Juan Rincon now pitching. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Payton is 0-for-3 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Chavez moves to third. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatteberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Chavez scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. the Twins will come to bat. Jay Wiedecik now pitching. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Punto is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Punto strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mauer strikes out. Two outs. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 0-for-3 in the game. LaCroix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Mulholland now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kotze is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Ford moves to second. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.